Today marks the one-year anniversary of the Chevron refinery fire in Richmond. The fire, caused by a leak in a 40-year-old pipe, sent a plume of smoke across nearby neighborhoods, leading thousands of residents to eventually seek medical care. Government investigations found that Chevron did not replace the pipe, despite the warnings of its own inspectors, and it could have avoided the fire if it shut the plant down sooner. The corporation yesterday promised greater safety efforts and agreed to pay $2 million in fines. For some perspective, Chevron makes that much money every 40 minutes. This past Saturday, over 1,000 protesters marched to the gates of Richmond's Chevron refinery to speak out. Some protesters focused on the company's track record, while others looked at the bigger picture of the oil industry's role in climate change. One organization that hosted the event was 350.org, led by Bill McKibben. Hundreds of people were arrested, including 90-year-old Ellen Small, who was inspired by McKibben's speeches, encouraging older activists to commit acts of civil disobedience. It was the first time she'd ever been arrested. KALW's Daniel Moore went to Ellen's house to ask why she chose to get arrested now, after all this time.
I thought it was a thrilling experience. I really, truly did.
What was thrilling for you?
Well, the main thing that was thrilling about it for me was I finally was really doing something. And that's one of the frustrations in life, when you want to do things and you can't do them, and especially in things like helping with the environment. I don't know. I mean, I always feel so sort of helpless. But this time I really felt as though I was doing something, and it was exciting.
Do you feel like you accomplished your aim?
Yes, indeed, because I think the fact that somebody of my age was there, it did make a difference in the pictures that were taken and the pictures that were used. So I think that the fact that this old girl was out there did help.
And tell me, what was your goal going into the protest?
Well, my goal, I really hoped to be arrested, because that was something I thought would give my presence a little extra jazz.
Do you remember a defining moment when you decided to protest this past Saturday?
Well, I decided to see if I could get arrested. And, of course, it goes back to Bill McKibben talking about demonstrations. And he suggested that it was a much better idea for the older people to get arrested than for the younger people to get arrested, because what do we have to lose? And so I thought that was, he was speaking to me, definitely. So I was delighted to be able to be there.
What was it like to be arrested?
Well, it happened very fast. It really did. And I must say, to me, they could not have been nicer.
Do you think that they treated you differently because you were 90?
They might have. I know when, as soon as I was arrested with, and say, the handcuffs on me, I was escorted to a bench, sat down, and they took the handcuffs off. Although I must say, I was sitting there with those handcuffs on. I couldn't have been smiling more, because I was so pleased. I did it. I will say this, though. When we were lined up in the rows in front of the gate, and that lineup of the coppers, you know, standing, you know, like this, and they were standing there with their, you know, their arms, with, I think, together, and it looked to me as though they had gas masks on, and they really looked rather scary. And I know that they were doing, that's what they're supposed to be. They weren't supposed to be there beckoning. They were supposed to look like a solid force, and I'm glad I wasn't asked to tackle one of them, because they were mighty big men. And they looked very strong and a bit scary, but they were doing their job. That's what they were there for. And say once I got through the gate, they could not have been nicer.
What do you think of the people in the oil business?
Well, the people in the oil business, they're not bad people, but they are misguided. And I think we've all got to get into this climate business together. Oil people have got to see that what they're doing is not right. And they've got great skills, and I think they've got to get in and really find new ways to provide energy. And they mean well, but they are so misguided. And no, some of my best friends are in the oil business, and it's very sad to me because some of them are, you know, they're brilliant, brilliant people and very, very capable. And I think the climate business is such we've got to treat it as if we were going to war. I mean, we got together quickly in World War II, and you know, the whole country got behind it. And I think somehow, some way, and I suppose it's going to be some disaster that'll bring it on, but we've got to get together, all of us, big corporations, the little people, everybody's got to get into it, because we're all here on the earth together. And it's going to take all of us working together to combat the terrible climate problem that we've got.
What about your future? Are you going to go to more protests?
If there's some that I can help you, I certainly will. I certainly will. And I think I will tell you one thing. Sitting on that concrete sidewalk or whatever it was, I thought I was amply cushioned, but it's rather hard. Also, I'm going to have to practice getting up off the ground. I'm not as nimble as I used to be, but say getting up and sitting down is a little hard when you're 90, but I did it, and I can do it again. You know, if I can be of any help, I certainly will do it.